Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Introducing your uncommon economic indicators. Right now, we are launching a brand new multimedia crowdsourcing project called Your Uncommon Economic Indicators. We thank producer Annie Schreffler and the entire WNYC interactive team for putting together such a cool interactive feature. And we want to hear, read, or see your story or your crowdsourcing report, be the journalist, on the economic indicators in your neighborhood or in your own life. Jobs lost or found, stores opening or closing, how you're changing your own behavior, good deals on rent, scammers and vultures, whatever you find in your neighborhood or in your own life. And just as important, we have a page where you can share tips and advice with each other for weathering the economic storm. Maybe somebody will post an indicator that has to do with them that you can help them out with, and you'll go and help them out on that page. Here's a little of how it'll work. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you'll see our Uncommon Economic Indicators homepage. You can share your story there using photographs, video, audio, or just by writing it down. Or you can post your advice to help others with their issues. We collect your submissions, and we will create a Google map of the uncommon economic indicators that you submit from all over the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. You can also submit via Facebook or Twitter if you follow us there. But what matters is that we get your stories about the economy from your life or the places that you are familiar with. And we'll bring many of your stories on the air in the coming weeks. Here's one, just for example. Somebody already posted from Maplewood, New Jersey. Susan in Maplewood, she put a picture of the local public library there, and she writes that the library here in Maplewood has 8% more traffic in the last year. People are gathering there and using the internet access and computers to look for work, she writes. They are also checking out a lot more books instead of automatically visiting Amazon or big box stores. And it goes on from there. But there's one example that just came in this morning that's a pretty good indicator of something via the public library with a photo there. So we'll kick it off right now with an Uncommon Indicators call-in. Call us, 212-433-WNYC, and we'll do these periodically during the length of the project, 212-433-9692. You can just call in with the economic indicators in your neighborhood or in your own life that may be top of mind right now. Jobs lost or found, stores opening or closing, how you're changing your own behavior, good deals on rent, scammers and vultures. Be very comfortable with blowing the whistles on scammers and vultures, and we'll try to follow up on some of those investigatively. Whatever you're finding in your neighborhood or in your life, we can take some on the phone right now to launch your Uncommon Economic Indicators as a Brian Lehrer Show project with you all. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. And hopefully we'll build a unique map of the economy as it's playing out in real people's lives all over New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And hopefully you can use this information to help your neighbor or help yourself weather the storm. Now, as your calls are coming in, we'll do a couple of things. Here are some more ideas. We did a little pre-launch yesterday with our Facebook group, and we promised our Facebook friends that the indicators you were posting there would be first on the air. So here's some of what we got. Somebody wrote, I live in Flatbush. This may sound glib, but there are a lot more young white hipsters living here now than there were a year and a half ago when I moved here. Someone else, I have noticed that the plastic bags I get at the deli down the street have gone from durable and rugged to so thin they are literally transparent. And someone else, Jennifer Troy, writes, at the university which I attend, the school recently sent out an announcement saying that in order to cut back on funds, they will only be collecting trash from the university offices on a weekly basis instead of a daily basis. Phew. And someone else, I live in Clinton Hill but come out to Des Moines, Iowa quite often for work. I am here now, and the hotel I always stay at has eliminated such perks as free bottled water in rooms, shower caps, and sewing kits, and they are even leaving your used soap in the tub instead of replacing it with a new one daily. So there are a few. Oh, here's a bright spot from our Facebook group. One good thing, he writes, at least until they raise tolls to cover it, less traffic at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, writes that listener from New Jersey. Now, we're going to check in during this segment with a couple of neighborhood journalists on what they see in their particular necks of the woods. But let's go to the phones first. Our lines are full at 212-433-WNYC. And Andrea in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrea.
Hi. There's a guy in the East Village that runs a yoga studio called Yoga to the People. It's donations only. And his membership is increasing like crazy. There's like 180 people in class now on Sunday nights. And while everyone else is closing their businesses down, he just opened up a second studio. And within 1 week, he had 40 people. And it's literally donations only. You go in, don't sign anything. You just drop money in a box at the end of class if you think it was worth something. It's like, it's interesting that the second one now is doing so well.
That is really, really cool. Andrea, thank you very much. And you know what? We're going to bring in one of our editors now, because I think that she has a similar story. And she is Charlotte Eichna, executive editor of the Our Town and West Side Spirit newspapers that cover the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side. Charlotte, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian. It's great to be here.
And, you know, Andrea there was just talking about how the guy who does yoga classes for donations only is actually booming. And I think you have a similar story from somewhere in Upper Manhattan with a fair trade dealer.
Yes. I recently spoke with the woman who owns Bazaar de la Paz, which is a fair trade store that specializes in eco-friendly furniture, arts, and decor. And she's been there on Broadway near 101st Street since July 2007, I think it was. And she told me that December was actually her biggest month on record because Upper West Siders and other folks who are in the neighborhood there said they really made an effort to, you know, shop at local retailers and to give help to those small businesses that they knew were hurting this time of year.
That's a really good story. Andrea, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Tell us one more time the name of this, of the yoga. Go ahead.
Yoga to the People.
Yoga to the People, just in case people want to look them up. And you know what? Go to our new website and post that story, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. At WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Amy in Northport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What's your uncommon economic indicator?
Well, I live in a beautiful little village with a lovely, quaint main street, and lately we've noticed that a lot of the stores are closing. And I went in and talked to some of the store owners, and they said they're actually not closing. Most of them are moving to other places because the landlord's expenses have become so high that they're passing on these exorbitant rent increases to the store owners.
So the stores aren't going out of business, but where are they moving to?
They're moving to neighboring towns where the rents are lower.
The landlords are going to have to catch up with this eventually and lower the rents, right?
Well, yeah, I have actually heard that in Manhattan, a lot of landlords are actually lowering the rents so that they can keep their commercial properties in business.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Amy in Northport, thank you very much. Go post that to our Uncommon Economic Indicators page. And Charlotte from Our Town and the West Side Spirit, do you think she's right about commercial rents coming down in Manhattan now so that they can keep tenants?
Well, I've definitely heard reports both ways on this. I think one story that a lot of people have read about is the Emerald Inn, which is this, you know, well-known, longtime Irish bar in Columbus Avenue. And people were just, you know, heartbroken that it was supposed to be closing down because of the rent going up. And then later on, we found out that, you know, the landlord, I guess, didn't have that much luck, you know, finding a new tenant. And so now the Emerald Inn has gotten a stay of execution and should be around for another couple of years.
That's a great story. You should post that one.
Yeah.
But on, you know, on the larger picture of what the Upper East Side and Upper West Side have become, do you think maybe the result of this might be getting the neighborhood back a little bit for different kinds of stores rather than everything becoming a, you know, a CVS and a Rite Aid?
I do think that that's something that we may be seeing more of. I mean, I just wonder if there's a ceiling where, you know, rents are going to get too high. And, you know, that combined with people's dedication, I think, to supporting their local merchants and really looking for those unusual stores, I think it could hopefully, you know, bring some rents down and get some more interesting retail into the mix.
Amy in Manhattan, what's your uncommon economic indicator?
I've noticed that at work, the fridge is crowded with all kinds of food these days. People are bringing their lunches a lot more often.
That's a good one, the crowded work fridge. Go post it. And Phil in Queens, what's your uncommon economic indicator?
Yes, I noticed this past Christmas, Brian, that there were fewer Christmas displays and smaller Christmas displays. People were also turning off the lights earlier, which I thought was, you know, particularly interesting. Because Con Ed's rates are so high, and it's just, you know, it's sort of a luxury.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. And in fact, on that note, we're going to bring in another editor, Matt Hampton, from the Queens Chronicle, covering mostly southeast Queens. I know Phil from his previous calls, Matt, and he lives in Forest Hills. You're more covering places like Laurelton, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct. Laurelton, Jamaica, Springfield Gardens.
And you were going to give us one of those same indicators, weren't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, someone that I had spoken to last year who was going through actually the foreclosure process, which is, you know, obviously a pretty huge economic indicator of how things are going, she had mentioned one of the big things, one of the identifiers in her neighborhood that she could tell things were starting to go downhill was that she stopped really knowing her neighbors and that her neighbors had stopped sort of putting up Christmas decorations. She called it the year the lights went out in Laurelton, actually, was
that
the,
is
was
so
the terminology
sad.
She used.
Wow. The other thing that, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to a comment from our webpage right now. Somebody posted this. A corporate chain bar I went to the other night was replacing their 16-ounce beer glasses with 14-ounce glasses. A bright spot from someone named Alita. A positive behavior I've noticed on the few times I've commuted these days is the fact that someone always grabs the newspapers that used to litter the seats and aisles of the New Jersey Transit trains. Someone else at McDonald's, if you want mayonnaise rather than ketchup for your French fries, there's a 22-cent surcharge. I was shocked. I never heard of that one before. 22 cents for mayonnaise. How do they come up with that? 22 cents. Why isn't it 18 cents for mayonnaise? Paolo posts, warning, the sign I received that Target stores were going to have problems. I received a coupon from them for the first time ever. Vincent and Warren, what's your uncommon economic indicator?
Hey, Brian, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was in the Short Hills Mall in Short Hills, New Jersey, and it's a higher-end mall. We have a lot of the like the couture designers and more of the upper-crustic shops, and the mall was packed. I've never seen it so crowded. I don't usually shop there, but my wife actually received the Christmas gift that she was returning. And I just found it interesting how a lot of Main Street and smaller businesses are closing or, you know, moving as far as rents are concerned. But a lot of higher-end shops, at least in this particular mall, were doing very well. And, I mean, you didn't see anything but Mercedes and Beamers parked in the parking lot. So I'm not sure if they're just taking advantage of the bargains, or right, they're just not hurting as much as the rest of us.
Interesting. Vincent, thank you. Charlotte from our town and the West Side Spirit, are you seeing that kind of disparity still on the Upper East Side, Upper West Side?
You know, I'm not really sure about that. I'd heard from some folks who run the East 60s Neighborhood Association or that they were having a lot of empties on Madison Avenue and having a harder time getting tenants to fill up those spaces. And I do think, I mean, especially with bonuses on Wall Street, like those are the folks who are going to go and, you know, blow $500 on a pocketbook or something like that. So I don't know. Maybe it's a Jersey thing or something like that.
Matt from the Queens Chronicle, you were talking about the tragedy of these blocks with a lot of foreclosed on homes and therefore fewer Christmas decorations as kind of the indicator for people who may not have known the neighborhood. Oh, all of a sudden there aren't as many lights out. To you, I gather that points up the prevalence of predatory loans.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's for neighborhoods, particularly the neighborhoods that I look at in Southeast Queens, and it's also sort of prevalent in Brooklyn as well, is the predatory lending just takes a real toll on these neighborhoods. One story in particular that I remember hearing from a state senator in Jamaica, actually, was that she had sort of gained a reputation for helping people who were going through the foreclosure process. And one morning she got to her office, and there were two women and three children standing on the sidewalk in front of her office with duffel bags. And they had, it was these two single mothers with three children between them who had, in order to sort of be able to own a home, they had gone in together on payments on a home. And in the same month, they had both lost their jobs. And in that same month, the adjustable rate mortgage, which is part of the problem in these predatory lending situations, had adjusted and gone up, just had doubled or had gone up by about 150%. And so they had no real way to pay that. So in a matter of months, they went from having a stable home situation to having nowhere to go, having absolutely no home and losing their home. And they ended up actually sleeping on the floor of the conference room of the state senator's office for about 2 days while they helped them find housing in Brooklyn. And that's just kind of, I mean, that's an extreme example, but that's the kind of thing that happens to people when they accept these or when they get sort of drawn into these predatory loans.
And it's another thing that I hope will come of the project, or it's the kind of thing, because it sounds like that state senator really went out of his or her way to help the people by letting them sleep in the office. And so hopefully when people tell your stories of your uncommon economic indicators, there's another page there that I hope a lot of people will populate with respect to what help people need and any advice or tips. We have stuff coming in already. I can't believe the number of photographs and stories that have come up just in these last 15 minutes. Let's go through a few more before we wrap it up for today. Someone posts, there are many more people living in vans here in Rockaway Beach. A couple has been living in the parking lot across my house for months. Their toilet is a bucket, plastic bag, and the Parks Department garbage can. They argue and are always there. My buddy says he sees people in the vans living in the Willowbrook Mall parking lot. Naresh in Princeton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Naresh.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a medical resident, and every week we have a continuity clinic. And, you know, since I'm a resident, most of our patients are uninsured. And most of my patients are Hispanic immigrants. A lot of them are males, usually employed in landscaping, janitorial work, or construction work. And when I first started residency about 2 years ago, they were doing well. And they always told me they were trying to send money to get their family, their wife and their children, to America. Now a lot of them, the work has dried up, and they're just plotting on how to go back to Central America.
Really?
And I thought that was a really strange phenomenon. And it's hard. I mean, just even making their $4 drug a month payments and stuff, they're struggling because they literally have no income anymore because a lot of those illegal, I don't know if they're illegal or not, a lot of those immigrant jobs are drying up.
Naresh posted to our site. Thank you for telling the story. And Adele in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adele.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to provide an observation that I had made by visiting a recycling center. The facilities director there told me that trash and recycling is off a third because of less consumption of consumer goods.
Thank you very much. And you know what? That's where we're going to leave it for our Uncommon Economic Indicators kickoff call-in. I want to thank Charlotte Eichner, executive editor of the Our Town and West Side Spirit newspapers in Manhattan, and Matt Hampton, an editor at the Queens Chronicle assigned to covering Southeast Queens. Thank you both very, very much for joining us for this kickoff.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. I appreciate being here.
And listeners, this is just the beginning of this project, so post your photos, your videos, go out and make videos for this and post them. We have a place for it. Written stories and more to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for your uncommon economic indicators.